Well, a cold case that is now being investigated by Perth detectives' cold case unit is that of Julie Buck, whose remains were found by boys looking for bush tucker in the Kimberleys, WA, back in 1994. The story has a Romeo and Juliet element, and Julie's boyfriend has never been found. Fairfax has done a depth investigation into the cold case, producing a podcast series on it, and I asked Walkley Award-winning journalist Richard Baker from The Age, who is doing the series, how the story began.
Wrong Skin is all about a relationship between a young couple up in the Luma community, which is in the Kimberley, in the far northwest of Australia. Luma's about 100 k's inland from Derby. So the young woman was known as Julie Buck, and her boyfriend was a guy called Richard Milgan. And there was the Romeo and Juliet element of it because she was promised to an elder in the community who was three times her age. And obviously she fancied a good-looking young bloke a bit more than that. And on top of that, in terms of sort of the complex and complicated skin and kinship systems that operate, Richard and Julie were the wrong skin groups for each other. And
so what does that mean? What's the skin group mean?
A skin group is is a skin name or belongs to a particular skin group up there, and that determines your relationships and who you can have relationships with, who you can talk to, who you can't talk to. And it's really, really complicated. But the upshot of it was that under that system, and if you lived your life as a traditional believer in those things, it made their relationship a forbidden one.
And is it a kind of a method that's been used for survival? I mean, does it prevent people that are of too much genetically similar becoming... Yeah,
that's how it was explained to us. So going back a long time ago when communities and groups were obviously very localised and covering a relatively small patch of area, there was a really good reason, like you just said there, in terms of, you know, genetic diversity, and also a reason of just maintaining social order and social cohesion. So if you had intermarriage from groups nearby or whatever, you then created a bigger network of kin and obligation that could go both ways in terms of people helping each other out and things like that. So it was a really, back in traditional times, a way of preserving the health of a community through the gene pool, but also that social fabric or social network with others in your nearby community.
Because it's a pretty wild and woolly area up there, isn't it? You get very big weather events.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, the Kimberley is famous for some spectacular weather and indeed spectacular environments shaped by that weather. And it has two distinct seasons, wet and dry. And so the action in our story took place in the wet season of 1994, and that's when that young couple were last seen alive. And so there'd been some flood activities.
So I'm getting the feeling that these two young people kind of eloped in a way, and what exactly happened?
Well, that's what we're trying to piece together, because what we've been able to form is a narrative that has them under sort of growing pressure over their relationship, and the fact that she was seen as a possession, if you like, of that older man, and then the young woman and the young guy exercising a bit of choice and defiance and choosing to continue to see each other. A story went around when they vanished that they had eloped, and people were told that they'd been sighted in Darwin, Halls Creek, Kununurra. Obviously, things took a really serious turn for the worse when, in December 1994, some young boys near the Luma community were out gathering a bit of bush tucker, and their dogs found something interesting under a tree, and that was a human skeleton. And not long after that, that skeleton was identified as that missing woman, Julie Buck.
Richard Baker, senior executive journalist from The Age, ending that report.